Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
To the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Saturday night, July 21st, 2018. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, on tonight, I'm asking the listeners, as I always do, because I see we have a lot of brand new listeners, and I thank God for each one of you new listeners. Please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God and the persons of my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. Norman King, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be coming forth very shortly, bringing forth the word of God on tonight. I'm so excited to announce that he will be coming forth starting today, every third and every fourth Saturday, sharing with us the good news of Jesus Christ, breaking the bread of life unto us. So mark this down on your calendars that you will be able to tune in every third and every fourth Saturday night to hear Pastor Norman King deliver powerful words from the Lord. So right now, I'm asking once again, get your Bibles, pens, and paper ready to follow along with the man of God as we get ready to go into God's word on tonight. But before we do that, we always open it with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's once again, it's in the precious, awesome, mighty name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and personal Lord and Savior, soon coming King, it is in His name that we come on tonight. First of all, to give you glory, honor, and praise, and to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are and for this another day that you have made. And not only did you made it, you allow each one of us that are still here in the land of the living to be able to live and see it. So we just thank you for it in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that right now, before we go any further, we pray, Lord, that because you already know our hurts, so we ask you to do it to forgive each one of us, starting with myself. Forgive me of all of my sins and transgressions, and not only me, but my entire family. Also, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every faithful, committed doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, that everything that we do for you will always be for your glory, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And we come, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, even for your sufficient grace. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We know that we don't deserve them, but we thank you that you know what we stand in need of, and you know us better than we know ourselves. So we know that you are an awesome God, and you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders even today. So we pray, Lord, that your word will be received on tonight through your man of God, that those that are listening on tonight will be able to receive your word, and they will receive it in love on tonight, and they will be able to grow spiritually after hearing the word on tonight. And I pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, should there be anyone listening that are not saved in your son Jesus' name, who are still spiritually blind, it is our hope, our prayer, it is our desire that something will be said through your word that will touch their hearts to the point that each one of them that hear your word tonight, Heavenly Father, they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. And once they're saved, they will come to know, even tonight, they will know their God purpose. And once they know it, they will walk in it. They will live in it. They will fulfill it in the earth for your glory and bear much good fruit in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will move by your spirit and those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, those that are behind detention centers, those that are in jails, youth detention centers. We pray, Lord, that you will send a vessel into those facilities that will speak a word into their lives, that those that are incarcerated, whether they're in for just or unjust reasons, that they will be saved in the name of Jesus. And those that are incarcerated, they might be serving life sentences in prison, that they will be able to still fulfill their God purpose after being saved, even behind prison bars, because we know that there's nothing too hard for you. And it's our hope and prayer that they will be saved in Jesus' name, that they will come to know and fulfill their God purposes in the earth as well. For your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up our president. You told us in your word that it's our job. We are commanded to pray for those that have ruled over us. And even though we may not like what he's doing, we may disagree with a lot of things that he's doing and saying, we know that you are still in control. He has limited power. But we are told to always pray for those that have ruled over us. Not only our pastors and shepherds, but those that are in high positions in the earth, we are to pray for them. So we are lifting up Donald Trump right now to you, our president. Not only him, but all world leaders, Heavenly Father, that have hidden agendas, we lift them up to you, Heavenly Father. And it's our prayer, Lord, that if they're not saved in Jesus' name, and if they are saved and they're being used by the enemy, that you would touch their hearts, and that the veil will be revealed, and that you would move by your spirit, and that everything that they're doing that's unjust will be revealed, and that justice will prevail, and that they will be saved, even if it caused them to be caused to lose their position, that they be saved in Jesus' name, that you'll be glorified. So we just ask to do a move by your spirit on their hearts, that they will do what's right for all people in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And oh God, right now we want to say thank you. I can't speak for anyone else, but I'm sure I have some listeners that are in total agreement with what I'm about to say. Personally, Lord, I thank you for every trial. I thank you for every one of my tears, every one of my trials and tests and tribulations, every one of my enemies, every one of my doubts and fears that have come my way, that have drawn me nearer and closer to you. So we know that all things are working together for our good, to them that love you and to them that walk upright according to your word. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, personally for everything that has come my way, that will make me stronger in you and draw me closer to you. And not only me, but I think we have some listeners that are touching and agreeing with this prayer for themselves and for their lives as well. So we know that there's nobody but you that are keeping us and are allowing us to do and fulfill our God purposes in the earth today. So we just give you glory, we give you honor and praise, and we thank you, we bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy of all praise and there is none like you in all the earth. Move by your spirit on tonight through Pastor Norman King. Help him, and not only him, but everyone that ever comes across this platform that brings forth your word. Help us to decrease, including myself. Help us to decrease so so that you may increase in each one of us for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless the listeners and move by your spirit in their lives as you see fit, for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight, our spiritual food for thought comes to us saying in the form of a question, are you still walking by faith and not by sight? Again, tonight's spiritual food comes to us in the form of a question, and it's applying to myself as well, because sometimes we can get weary in well-doing. So ask yourself this question. You would know by the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you and let you know whether you are or not. So tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us in the form of a question, including me. Are you still walking by faith and not by sight? Please go to blogtalkradio.com/servantsambassadorsvessels, and once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at lowercasejames_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, I failed to announce or include in our prayer, and I'm going to do this right now before we bring forth Pastor Norman King, because we know that the enemy do not like when we try to we have to stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters in Christ when they're going through crisis or when things unforeseen circumstances come up in their lives. We are to pray one for another. The Word of God said we are our brother's keeper. We are to pray ye one for another. So on behalf of all those family members, I don't know if you all have heard the news lately. This happened on yesterday evening, and it's a very sad situation, but God is still in control. But I'm asking all the listeners that are touching, that can touch and agree with me on behalf of these families that lost loved ones on yesterday in Missouri. 17 people were killed in a boat accident. And just so unfortunately, 9 of those individuals were from one family. 9 individuals were from one family. I can't even fathom or even imagine. And then, again, 17 people were killed in a boat accident in Missouri. A drowning accident. The boat got engulfed with water, and none of the people on the boat were wearing life vests. Apparently, there were life vests on the boat, and the person that was in charge of the boat told them and instructed them they didn't have to put on the life vests. But apparently, unfortunately, they all listened to him, and this is what happened. But thank God that God is still in control. So I'm asking all listeners, please, we're going to lift up that family, all those families that are affected by this situation. Lift them up and keep them in prayer. And also, we saw on the news in Detroit, Michigan, this happened on yesterday. They just showed it on the news today. In broad daylight, and the Bible lets us know that we are seeing strange things happening these days, that the enemy is really stepping up with his boldness and his tactfulness today. He has no shame. They just showed on the Detroit news on today, right before I came on the air, a Detroit veteran was robbed by 2 young men in broad daylight, sitting on his front porch. I watched the news clip earlier today, and I did not really catch the whole caption of the story until they just showed it recently, and I saw it again for the second time, and they showed the actual beginning to the end. These 2 young men walked up on this veteran's porch while he was sitting. He just came from the VA hospital and visiting the doctor. He's sitting on this porch trying to enjoy the nice day, minding his own business. These 2 young men walks up on his foot and robs him in broad daylight. Now, you know, if the devil have no shame, he has no shame for this to happen to our veteran. It shouldn't happen to no one. But so this is just to go and show and prove that the enemy is still at work. He's still going around stealing, killing, and trying to seek whom he may devour. So it's high time for the body of Christ to be about our Heavenly Father's business. When we get from behind the 4 walls of the church, after giving God praise and glory and honor, which we are supposed to do, we are commanded to do together, to give God praise and glory and honor for who he is, and be fed the word of God so we can go into the streets and minister to these people, hurting people, to the lost that are being used by the enemy, don't even know it, and causing havoc all over the land. So it's our job as ministry of vessels of Jesus Christ in these last and evil days. We have got to be more dutiful and be about a Heavenly Father business, even in street ministry, more than what we have been doing, because people are hurting, people are being used by the enemy, people are dying every day and going to hell. So many people are leaving the earth with their God purpose unfulfilled never knowing their God purpose, and then some know their God purpose, and they never walk in it, never fulfill it. They go to the grave with their God purpose never being used for God's glory. So it's high time for the body of Christ to stop playing church and be about our Heavenly Father's business. Stop being liabilities to the kingdom of God. And if this applies to you, then you need to speak to God and ask God to forgive you so that you can fulfill your God purpose. And let's get about our Heavenly Father's business and get into the streets and where the people are hurting. Again, feed their physical needs first. Then you will have their attention. So when they hear the word, then the Holy Spirit can work on them spiritually. But we have to feed their physical need, whatever it is, first, and then be led by the Holy Spirit. If he uses us through the Holy Spirit, through the word, then to let the Lord do the work through the word after we met their physical needs first. So now we are going to go to our music break, and then we're going to come back and go directly to the word from Pastor Norman King. Stand by after he delivered the word on tonight. Do not hang up. You want to be blessed by his song that he's going to play for us after he ministers the word of God on tonight. And his song is titled "The Battle Is Not Yours," will be played after he delivered the word on tonight. So you want to be blessed by that song as well on tonight. So right now we are going into our music break, and for such a time as this, even though we see what we're seeing with our physical eyes, we know that everything is in God's hands and God is in control. So in the meantime, we can have peace, and we can continue to give God praise for who he is. So that's our musical break song for tonight. I give you praise. In the midst of it all, I just thank God that he is in control, and that's why we continue to give him praise. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That is a beautiful, beautiful song. I give you praise. And I don't know about you, but I have to give God praise for who he is. He is such an awesome God. I am so grateful. I am so grateful today that God is not like man. And God is in total control. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. He cannot change. Aren't you glad that God is who he is? The Most High God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon-coming King. Oh, my God, when he comes back this time, it's not going to be like the first time. Church, you better get ready. If you're not saved today, you hear my voice. You can never say that James Brown Jr. in Detroit never said that you need to get saved and do it now. Do it today while you have a chance, while you can hear my voice, because our very next breath, it used to be just said tomorrow is not promised. Our very next breath is not promised. So it behooves each one of us, if you're not saved, in Jesus' name, get saved in his name on today, because we want to give God praise because he's worthy of our praise. So right now, I'm getting ready to yield this mic to my first cousin, none other than Pastor Norman King, pastor of Victors Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be bringing forth the word on tonight. And again, I pray that you have your Bibles, pens, and paper ready to follow along with him as he gets ready to deliver God's word. So right now, Pastor Norman King, I am so proud and excited to once again yield this mic to you to do another awesome God job on delivering God's word as the Lord used you on tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Pastor Norman King, now I yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. I am so humbly grateful for having this opportunity, this privilege to love the Lord in this way. Just want to just do what he commanded me to do, and I'm so grateful. And one thing I've learned on this Christian walk is that when you're about your Father's business, all kind of obstacles is going to come across your path. I am preaching this gospel, getting ready to, in the cab of a tractor trailer truck. The devil is a liar. Come on, somebody. I told Cousin James that a few schedules have changed, but we must be also ready. And I know I'm happy and I'm laughing in the Lord because of his grace and his mercy. So I want to start off by praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, I love you. I love you and I love you. And I'm grateful for your love for me, of course, for you love me so much that you come down to earth in the form of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. And you give us the Holy Spirit to come to lead and guide us and direct us in so many other things I can't mention right now. But I just want to say thank you and I love you. And I pray, Father God, that there's somebody on the end, the receiving end of this message, and that they don't look at me or they don't hear me, but they look at you and they hear you. Because I've learned on this walk that if you have a desire of the Lord, then every time that need is going to be met. And I want to say thank you for the opportunity again. And for the listeners out there, Father God, I pray for your strength that you just be available for the Holy Spirit to minister to you right now. And we give you praise. We pray for those that just out here doing the will of God. And we just pray your strength in the Lord and those prayers that's been prayed. We know God hears them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and ask you these. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I'm so excited. I am. I'm excited because of God's grace and his mercy he bestowed upon me for this great opportunity to be here tonight. And I want to go to the scripture tonight. Our scripture text is going to come from 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 13. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, the 13th verse, and it reads, "There had no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who would not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Amen. And for tonight's message, we're going to use a title, "The Battle Is Not Mine." Hallelujah. The battle is not mine. You know, it goes on to say, it's the Lord's. so the battle is not mine. This is a familiar scripture, and it's one of my favorites, and it can be used in so many different ways, but I found it to be so complete and so full. Amen. And in other words, the believer, we are not exempt. You know, there are a lot of misconceptions out there, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit tonight, too, because there are people, and I was victimized by myself. I thought, boy, if I ever get saved, I ain't going to go through nothing. And the sad thing about that, there were some people who actually were teaching that. But I thank God for how he used Apostle Paul to say, I'm going to read this over in the Amplified Bible. This is how it says it in Amplified. It says, for no temptation, no trial regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, have overtaken you or laid hold on you that is not common to man. That is, no temptation or trial has come to you that is beyond human resistance and that is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to human experience, such as man can bear. But God is faithful to his word and to his compassionate nature, and he can be trusted not to let you be tempted or tried and assayed beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure. But with the temptation, he will always also provide the way out, the means of escape to a leading place, that you may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently. And I thank the Holy Spirit for giving me the topic, because the battle is not mine. The battle is not yours. No matter how we try to deal with it in our own strength, in our own power, no matter how educated you are, or if you're a person that you're financially stable, doesn't matter about your money, what you got, or houses or land, that don't mean anything. You will be tempted like everybody else. Come on. So, believer, if you are one of those who've been misinformed, I'm telling you tonight that none of us is exempt. The word bags it out. The temptation in your life are no different from what others experience. But always remember that God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than what you can stand. And to come home in regard to the scripture and what was going on in this area of the Bible, it's talking about the security of believers. Amen. And unfortunately, the doctrine has too often been preached and taught with an inadequate understanding of the doctrine and to the neglect of the warnings. And the result has been tragic, because so many people has not been taught correctly. Amen. And one thing I want us to remember, just to expound on before I get further, in this message, is that we got to understand that we got to quit continuing trying to fight a fight that's not ours to fight. I can go as far as being New Testament believers that the battle is already won. Come on. Hallelujah. Jesus ascended to heaven and sent back the Holy Spirit. So we got to quit trying to fight when we can't. First of all, in John 15, Jesus says clearly, without me, you can't do nothing. Now, and with that being said, just remember, people, God, that we got to look at the thing in this revelation, in its completeness. The battle is already won. Amen. Don't look at it as if it's not being won. So what God is saying, I'm showing you a glimpse. I'm showing you revelation so that way you can smile. Come on, somebody, huh? And even though we may have a low moment in our life, just remember that God is faithful. He will give you that person or that situation that will bring you up. Come on, when you're down, come on. So remember, we got to keep the faith. A lot of our struggles is so personal because we're not giving over to the Lord. We're still trying to fight the fight. Amen. So we got to remember it's not our battle. The battle is who's the Lord. Amen. And there's a reference in 2 Chronicles 20 and 15. And it says, and he said, hearken ye all Judah and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And that same thing applies today, y'all. Come on, huh? We're sitting here fighting. When the battle, first of all, let's mature in this walk, y'all, and already know that Jesus has ascended. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. So he's on the right hand of the Father. So even though I may have to go through some stuff down here on earth, I'm going through it victoriously. Come on. Because the battle is already won. So quit fighting. Get your flesh out of it. Come on. Hallelujah. So we got to make sure we line up with the Word of God. Amen. Quit worrying about this and worrying about that. Instead of worrying, remember what the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Another verse. Hallelujah. Quit fighting. Because the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. And that being said, remember this, I'm going to keep on reiterating this as I speak this message tonight. It's already won. Hallelujah. Because we got another scripture in Isaiah 26:3. This is what it says. Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted what? In thee. So thou will keep him in perfect peace. Perfect peace is in Christ Jesus, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. And these are some references that I'm giving you, but I want to get into the meat of this message so we can see what was going on in this part of the Bible. Amen. The tragic thing that was going on here is that there are a lot of, and even not just back then in the Bible, but the same thing goes on in churches today, okay? It says that the tragic thing here is that multitudes of churches have not been genuinely, people, Christians have not been genuinely converted to Christ. A lot of people are saying, but they're not being genuine. They were never genuinely converted to Christ. And it has given them a sense of what? False security and overconfidence. Multitudes think they are Christians and followers of Christ, but their lives, come on, I'm going to say it again, but their lives does not match their profession. Amen. Two of the greatest problems facing the church today are those of false security and overconfidence. But remember this, my brothers and sisters. The scripture is very clear. A person may think and say he is saved, but he may be wrong. Saying and thinking do not make a person safe and secure in Christ. Saying and thinking are not the reality of the evidence of salvation. That's point one. Point two. A person may be baptized, come on, church, and belong to a church. But baptism and membership in a church do not make a person safe and secure in Christ. Now, what do this have to do with the message tonight? Misconceptions can lead you down the wrong road, the wrong path. And then you can think that you got to do something physically in order to get something accomplished. But I want you to understand, in the spirit, we are already victorious. The battle's already won. And even though for some apparent reason that we get weak in the process, just remember that the battle is already won. Amen? The battle, and a person may partake of the Lord's Supper or the sacrament and think he is thereby safe and secure in Christ, but partaking in of the bread and the wine do not make a person safe and secure in Christ. The reason why I'm talking about this is because this was the mentality of children of Israel. And it's the same mentality of today. People think because they run and they do all these things in the church that I am secure, but in actuality, you're not. So, in other words, I'm going to say again, there is a false security in the church. And whenever God sends somebody to correct it, then people want to get mad. I'd rather have somebody to correct me when I'm wrong than to keep on, yeah, like it's okay, and knowing that it's not. Because this walk with God is a serious walk, my brothers and sisters. It's very serious. Now here, as we got all Israel share in the blessings and privilege of God. Amen. The word all is emphasized. All left Egypt. Talking about the children of Israel. And began the journey to the promised land. All begin to walk through the wilderness of the world with those who truly believe and trusted God. Okay? But as became evident, all were not genuine. Now, I got to come this way because I've been led by the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters. All people in the church saying hallelujah is not genuine. Come on. Huh? And that's the reason why some of the battles are being fought in the churches in a physical and emotional way, because people is operating in the flesh instead of allowing themselves to humble down, allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide them in the way of righteousness. Amen? These people who have false security feel safe and secure because they were journeying with those who are traveling to the promised land. Amen? But they were still in the wilderness. They was not in the promised land. Amen? I'm trying to say tonight, there are people maybe around you, and you may be like that yourself. So whoever this word is for, receive this word. If there are some things that you've not got right, get it right tonight in the name of Jesus. Line yourself up with the word of God. Quit fighting and fighting and fighting when the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. Amen? And the battle's already won, and God wants you to graduate. He wants you to mature. He wants you to become more knowledgeable. That's why we got 2 Timothy 2:15, where it says to study and show thyself approved unto God, that the workman need not be ashamed, what he's able to rightly divide what the word of truth. So in the children of Israel, God saw to it that the believers had what was necessary to journey through the wilderness of life. This back then, and the same thing applies today. God has supplied us with everything we need. But the reason why we're missing it is because we're fighting a physical war, a physical battle, instead of relying on the Holy Spirit and seeing the vision that God has given us to know that the battle's already won. Come on. I hope I'm touching somebody tonight. Israel had so many issues going on because they kept murmuring and complaining, battling back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth. Amen? Now, another thing. Israel partook of the food and water of God's provision. The word spiritual simply means that the food and water came from God. God always supplied their need. Amen. And Philippians 4:18 says, but my God shall supply all my needs according to what his riches and glory, which is by Christ Jesus. What I want to say again, reemphasize the sermon topic, the battle is not yours. So whatever you're going through out there tonight, whatever you're going through in this life right now, Quit worrying. Remember 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares on the Lord, and that thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him, on thee, because he trusted in thee. The Lord is saying the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Amen? It was Jesus who was guiding and providing the children of Israel through his wilderness journey toward the promised land. And we got that as an example, even right now. It's an example in our life right now. God saying, quit fighting. The battle's already won. Amen? You may be in the valley right now, but James says, count it all joy. Amen? When you go through divers, temptations, trials, count it all joy. Because the reason why you count it joy, because the battle's already won. I'm not like, well, come on. The battle is already won. That's already trying to get you to see that the battle what is already won. Cast all your cares on the Lord. I don't care what you're going through. Give it to the Lord. Pass it on to the Lord. Amen. We got to remain faithful to God. To whatever we're going through, we got to remain faithful. Amen. In this area, in the Old Testament, it talks about where there was, let's see what it says here. How many were faithful and steadfast, unmovable? Okay, there was so many thousands of people, you know, that, who was out there on this journey. But in counting the women and children, is millions. But the sad thing is that how many entered the promised land? Only two, Caleb and Joshua. And what God is saying tonight, whatever you is not doing, he gives you opportunity to get right tonight. Amen? And quit fighting it. See, you're fighting it. But turn it over to the Lord. This battle is not yours. And I know some of you saying, yeah. You just say, if you knew my story, see, I'm speaking from personal experience. I know what I've been through with my own self. And it's not been easy. Amen? It's been a rough ride for me, but until I turned over to the Lord, that's when my change came. And it's not something that you stop doing. It's a continuous thing every day. Amen? And we can't never stop. That's why I said crucify the flesh, what, daily. Amen? Daily, we got to crucify the flesh. Because understand, the battle's already won. And I really, truthfully, hope that somebody is getting what I'm saying. Amen? And yes, am I giving you a warning? Yes, I am. Was Paul giving a warning? Yes, he was. Amen? Because sometimes we need this because there's so many false securities out there. There's people who think they are going to heaven, and they're not, because they're not being taught correctly according to God's word. That's why God sent warning. I know we live in a time that folks don't want warnings. We need more warnings coming from the pulpit. Amen? We need it, because if the Bible just gives so many examples about how they was warned. Amen? We must heed to these warnings. Amen? Because as all folks say, it's getting late in the evening, and the sun is going down. Amen? Jesus coming back, y'all, just like what he said it was. He coming back. Amen? There is a way to escape temptation. But to escape temptation, the believer must know three great truths. All temptations is common to man. Amen? God is faithful. He limits the temptation. He does not allow a temptation to confront the believer that's too overwhelming. But God wants to see the end. The end is that I'm victorious. Then when I say the end, that means right now. I'm walking victoriously right now. And the battle is already won because Jesus Christ accomplished everything he was sent to do. And now he's at the right hand of the Father. So we are winners. We are, what the Bible says, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God provides a way to escape. He always makes an escape route. Amen. A way out of the temptation. He always makes a way. Amen. So God wants us to grow up and mature. Yeah, I want you to understand this word is to be applied wherever it may need to be applied. Amen. So if you in this area that this word is coming to, and God is saying, man up and woman up. Amen. Don't murmur and complain to hinder your blessings. Amen. Don't think that you are not victorious because of Jesus Christ. You are more than a conqueror. You are what? Victorious. Amen. Is that all right, church? Praise God. So don't worry. Amen. Just give it all to the Lord. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares on him. Amen. Your struggles is not to be your struggle. It's to be the Lord. But the Lord, first of all, don't struggle. Hallelujah. But let us quit struggling. Turn over to the Lord. Give it to him. Amen. God wants to make preparation so we can execute by way of yielding to the Holy Spirit. Actually, the Holy Spirit is going to do the work through us in the earth right now. I heard Cousin James say something about going through the streets. Yes, that's a great commission. Yes, and some of our struggles is the flesh. We got to yield to the Spirit. Amen? Crucify the flesh, what? Daily. Amen. Because God is saying the time has come for us to take what? Our rightful place. Quit fighting. It's not our fight. The battle is already won. The battle is the Lord's. Amen? And it's already won. We give God the praise, and we thank God. I hope something's been said tonight that will be a blessing to you. Amen? And I know that this is an on-time word, and I just thank God for the opportunity. And with that being said, Brother James, let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. And I want to say thank you, and I love you. And I just pray that someone have received this word tonight, Father God. And I pray, Father God, if there's anything that I said that's been misunderstood, I pray that you just humble whoever it is that heard it, Father God. They may just pray to you and receive it according to your Holy Spirit. And I want to give you praise and glory tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Church, amen, amen, and amen.
Got off of work the other day to find my water off. Turn around, I hit the switch, I'm in my lights off. Telephone run, they said I lost my job. Right then I hit the flow. I gave it all to God. I can lose anything, but I won't lose my faith. I continue to praise God no matter what it takes. Every soldier for Christ is on the fire in line. I just laugh and I smile because the battle's not
Norman King, that was an on-time word for tonight, and I too pray that that word has been received on tonight, because people need to realize and people need to know, for especially for those that are still spiritually blind, Jesus Christ is coming back again, and he's coming back sooner than people think. This thing called life is real, and you only go around in this life, in this earthly body, earthly temple, one time. So if Jesus Christ don't come back first, we're going to die. The word of God tells us it has been appointed unto man, you and I. If Jesus Christ don't come back first, it has been appointed unto man once to die. After that, the judgment. So What would you hear the Lord say to you in the day of judgment when you stand before God, when we all stand before God and give an account for everything done in our bodies, whether good, the bad, the ugly, it's all going to come out because there was a Lamb book of life that everything has been recorded. And so when that seal has been unbroken and we all stand before God, we're going to hear the Lord say either joy into thou into the Lord, you faithful servant of the Most High God, or you're going to hear him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Or because, you know, you never accepted his son Jesus Christ when you had a chance or an opportunity. So it behooves you on tonight, if you heard this word through Pastor Norman King on tonight, you hear my voice now, and you know that you are not saved. I may not know, Pastor Norman King may not know, but you know what's in your heart, on your own heart, and God knows if you're not saved or not. So God also knows that when you open your mouth, if you are sincere about your wanting to be saved in Jesus' name, because just like Pastor Norman King said, this is a serious walk in the Lord. Some people are taking it lightly. They're taking it for granted that the Lord has called them and has appointed and anointed them to be used by him for his glory for such a time as this. And they have turned around and used their gifts and talents for the wrong reasons, because their mindsets have been turned around and they have walked away from the Lord, and now they are so conformed to the world that they want to be just like the world. And so now they are being a liability to the kingdom of God. So if you know that you hear my voice, you heard the word through Pastor Norman King on tonight, we are here to help you as a men servant of the Most High God. We are instructed by God we are compelled to go into the highways and the hedges and compel men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved. Because, again, Jesus Christ is coming back again. And what is he coming back for? Who is he coming back for? Those that are saved in Jesus' name. And he coming back the second time is not going to be like the first. The first time he came back with a mission and a purpose which he fulfilled. And thank God for Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad that he came back and he fulfilled his purpose? Everything that he was asked to do, he did it. And he came down and he did not grudge, he did not grumble nor complain about it. He did it all out of love for God the Father first, and then for mankind, for you and for me. He died for us. And he didn't have to do it, but he did. I'm so grateful that he did. And I'm so glad that the Lord is using me, even in this day and time, for such a time as this. I know that I don't always get it right. Pastor Norman King don't always get it right. Your pastor, even though you may adore him or her, they don't always get it right. Your parents may not always get it right, even though they may be saved. So thank God for grace and mercy. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God that we are able, and that's why he died, that he knew that we were going to sin, and that's why it's important to know that when we do sin, we can go to God in prayer and ask in Jesus' name that God will forgive us, and we got to mean it from our hearts. And I ask God to forgive us of our sins, and then we can continue to walk in and live in and fulfill our God purpose in the earth for God's glory. So I pray, and I can't stress it enough, it's so serious. And, again, our next breath is not, you know, we don't know if we're going to breathe our own next breath or not. Only God knows. So don't gamble with your own life and your especially your soul. So if you're not saved in Jesus' name, ask God to save you in Jesus' name on tonight, because he wants you to be saved. He said it is his desire that no souls be lost. So that's my desire, and that's Pastor Norman King's desire, and that's anyone's desire that is saved in Jesus Christ's name on tonight. They do not want to see anyone soul be lost and go to hell, because you don't have to. You have a choice to make. So it's up to you. And I thank God that he's not like man. God is a gentleman. Jesus is a gentleman. He's going to force his way into your heart. He asks you. He gently knocks on the door of your heart and asks you to open the door. And if you open that door and receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, believing that he's God's son and that he died for you, which he did, thank God, and that he rose from the dead with all power in his hands, and he's now sitting at the right hand of God making intercession for the saints of God, you can be saved on tonight. You can come to know your God purpose in the earth. You can come to know it. You can start walking in it. You can start living in it. You can start fulfilling it. Even tonight, after being saved in Jesus' name, it's just that simple. So my prayer is that you have received the word on tonight, and I do want you listeners to know that I love you. Again, I do not know who you are or where you're located, but God, we serve a God who sits high and look low. He's everywhere. So he knows who you are. He knows where you are. He knows your heart's desire. So if you have a heart's desire, continue to pray in faith, knowing that you're going to receive it in Jesus' name. So I want you to know that I do pray for you. And I'm asking that in return that you pray for me as the executive director and host over this worldwide ministry platform. And also pray that the Lord will continue to bless this ministry, that it will continue to grow and be everything that God has called for it to be in these last and evil days for his glory in Jesus' name. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I pray again that you were blessed by the word on tonight. I know I was, and I pray that it has been received in love, because that's how we have to deliver it, in love from God, from the word of God through the Holy Spirit to you, his people, and especially for those that are not saved, so that you can hear the word and receive it in love, and then you can open your own mouth after making your choice and receive Jesus Christ and make Jesus Christ your choice on tonight. That's our prayer for you in Jesus' name. So we're going to close out tonight in prayer as we always do. Please go with me in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise. We say thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are once again. Thank you for this another day that you have made. Thank you that you have allowed us to be able to wake up and see it in your clothes and our right mind. So we just thank you again. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your sufficient grace towards each one of us. We thank you for your word, the Holy Spirit. Most of all, Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. Thank you for the work, the finished work that he did on the cross. And thank you that he's now sitting at your right hand making intercession for the saints of God. And we thank you for your word that went forth through Pastor Norman King on tonight. And we pray, Lord, and thank you in advance for those, Heavenly Father, that are receiving your Son, Jesus Christ, even now while we're praying. Some are even calling on his name even now, asking to be saved. So we just thank you in advance for what you're doing in their lives, even right now, and use them for your glory, that they can bear much good fruit in the earth for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. So, Lord, continue to touch and bless each listener. You know who they are, you know where they are, and you know exactly what they need. So we ask that you will continue to bless them, bless the works of their hands, and bless each one that are affiliated with a ministry. Continue to bless their shepherds and pastors and that ministry that they are affiliated with, and let those ministries grow and blossom in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. We give you glory, honor, and praise once again. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your Spirit on tomorrow, and every door that's going to be opened in your Son Jesus' name, move by your Spirit. We pray that you will anoint each vessel even now that's going to be bringing forth your word on tomorrow. Through them, that many souls will be saved through your word, through your Holy Spirit on tomorrow. That you would move by your Spirit in each door that's opened in Jesus' name, that your presence will be made known, and that everyone will know that you have been in the building, and that you will be glorified. Your word will be saved. Backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow, as you move by your Holy Spirit in every door that's going to be opened in Jesus' name on tomorrow, all over the world. Heavenly Father, for your glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name, we just bless your name on tonight again. And we pray, Lord, once again, then lift up all those families that have been affected by the accident, the boating accident, the 17 people that was killed in the boating accident in Missouri, and especially the family that lost 9 family members in that boating accident. And not only them, but everyone that's bereaved on tonight, continue to let them know and let them feel your presence and spirit. Let them know in comfort and strengthen their hearts, and let them know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And we thank you for the life and spirit of Reverend Dr. Gordon Jones, Heavenly Father, who made his home, his transition, and his homegoing service was held on today in Detroit, Michigan, at the Mount Zion Baptist Church, where he was a pastor for over 50 years. And we thank you for his life and his spirit. And we just bless your name and ask, Lord, that you would continue to bless and strengthen his wife and his family, and continue to comfort and strengthen them and their church family, and that we just thank you for his life, and that now he is resting in Jesus Christ. And we just bless your name on tonight for his transition, and that he's made it safely over to the other side, and he's resting now in Jesus Christ. So we just thank you for his life in Jesus' name. Continue to move by your spirit as only you can is our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer by faith said amen. Well, on tonight, know that I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, we're just going to ask the Lord to continue to cover us is our prayer in Jesus' name. Until the next time, good night.
Deliver me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Thy presence, oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy